Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello, welcome to episode number 44 of Sincerely Trish. My name is Trish Lewis, and I put this together, this little podcast, as a way of helping me and hopefully helping you to lead better lives and to honor those who have gone before us. Who has gone before you that you could learn from because you admired the way that they lived? I know how hard it is to go on when somebody that was so vital to your life, someone who was so important, is no longer there. But if we incorporate the lessons that we learned from this person, it helps us and it helps that person live on and on. Today's just a simple reminder to tell somebody that you care, and even more than that, show it. Simple acts can really turn your day around. Who can you make smile today? How are you living your days? Are you raising the standard of the people around you? Are you refraining from swearing? I heard a guy the other day. He just was swearing so much, and it turned me off so much. I thought, okay, now we get the idea. But who wants to be remembered as the guy that swears? It's easy to make excuses. You know, it's too hot today, or it's raining today, or I'm not in the mood today. But you have to push yourself to give to others. What impression are we leaving on other people? I was so delighted to see Natalie's dear friend growing up come over to our house. And when she rang the doorbell, and I saw Eleanor, and the flood of memories came back of this beautiful girl and this beautiful friendship she shared with Natalie. Hi, I'm here with Eleanor Clay. When I saw Eleanor walk through my door, it was like you never left. It's so many beautiful memories of Eleanor. I'm not going to cry, Eleanor. But Eleanor, hello. Welcome to Sincerely Trish.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm beyond excited to be here. I can't wait.
I love this girl so much. So Eleanor grew up with Natalie, and they were terrific friends. And they truly saw the best in each other. Natalie used to tell me so many wonderful things about Eleanor, which just heightened my love for her. And what a beautiful friend she's been. And today we're going to talk to Eleanor about maybe what's going on in her life, because she's no longer living in Buffalo. Last time we saw Eleanor, she was off at American University, setting the world on fire. Now, what are you up to now?
These days, I live in Los Angeles, California. I work for Fox Television, doing accounting and finance things related to all our phenomenal TV shows. Check out Modern Family on ABC. And I love it. It's just a city with so much hope and optimism and like this crazy feeling that anything different can happen on any given day. And it's a really fun place to be right now. That being said, being home in Buffalo feels so good.
Wait a minute, Eleanor. That was a lot of information. First of all, how exciting to be working at Fox Television and producing shows that are on ABC like Modern Family, Fresh Off the Boat. But what a great mindset in California. You know, you had said to me, everybody is just one meeting away from making it. We're all just on the verge of making it. It's hopeful, it's optimistic, and I bet that that's great. And do you find that people are excited when they find out you're from Buffalo?
People love it. I was never like embarrassed to talk about my hometown because you just have such a deep love for this place that you grew up. But when I tell people I'm from Buffalo, New York, they have some weird tie. You know, either they've stopped over there or they've been to Niagara Falls or like their cousin lived there for 2 years. So everyone sort of knows about it, although they might think it's like 25 minutes away from New York City. I have to tell them it's not. But yeah, people know about it. And I just have like get so much joy out of telling people how many phenomenal people live here, how great the city is, how many awesome things there are to do here. So I get to brag and I get to talk it up a lot. And it's awesome.
I know. California dreaming. Eleanor is in California and in LA too. How exciting is it to work on a television set? Is it what I envision? Are you driving a golf cart around?
Yes, 100%. Wow. Nobody walks there. You're driving golf carts. Even if it's like three buildings over, you're getting in the golf cart.
Wow.
It's yeah, everything about that is true.
I'm getting a lot of scoop about Modern Family. Eleanor, real impressed with the cast.
Yeah, the cast of Modern Family is phenomenal because I think that they've been doing this show for so long. So I was lucky enough to go to a couple table reads of theirs. And that's when the cast sort of sits up at the front and reads the script for the next episode. And, you know, we're all sort of like mingling, eating like the craft services beforehand. And then, you know, the cast sits down and then just like that, they're in character. They're ready to go. Manny is like in full on Manny gear. And they're just, you know, they're so quick to make everyone laugh and to turn on these characters that people love. And it's a cast that they go to the show, they go to all the wrap parties, which not everyone does. Like they participate in games, they'll get in the photo booth with you. So the Modern Family cast has like a special place in my heart.
See? Yeah, they make themselves accessible and, you know, we all need a laugh and to keep things going in life. Eleanor, let's look back on the influence Natalie had on us. And if you could tell me three things that you think really set Natalie apart, I'd really appreciate it.
Sure. So when I think about Natalie, I mean, on top of like all the phenomenal times we had together and swimming together and going to visit each other during college and after college, you know, there aren't enough words to describe how much she meant to me, but you know, one thing that comes to mind is how competitive she was. And it was a competitive spirit because she obviously loved swimming and playing tennis and like whatever sport she was in, she wanted to be the best. But it was a personal competition. She knew she put in every effort that she could to make herself the best and to be the best version of herself. And she also just really wanted her teammates to work as hard and to like reach their potential as well. So while she, you know, it was so fun to win, it was really just this opportunity for her to work as hard as she could, to push her teammates to be the best and just encourage everyone to succeed and to find that joy that you get when you've worked really hard and, you know, it pays off and it just feels great. So while she just, you know, she loved winning and she was, you know, in high school and in college, she had some like great races. It was more that spirit of like making everyone just succeed and be the best version that they could be. So there's that, her like competitive, but also nurturing and supportive spirit. And then what else? Oh yeah. So Natalie was a lifelong learner, and I knew this in college when we took, I think our senior year, we took both AP Art History and Advanced Biology together, and she was taking notes, and her notes were flawless. I mean, her handwriting, I can picture this like perfect printed handwriting, and her notes were a thing of beauty. We like loved our AP Art History class because Miss Teresi was just like so kooky and amazing, and we could like talk about lapis lazuli all day. So in high school, she had this like love of learning that not everyone is like so stoked to go to class, but Natalie was like, I'm here, I'm ready for it, bring it on. And then in college, I mean, I know she really succeeded in her like teaching classes and her art history classes, but it was even outside of school. We would go, whenever I would go to Richmond or she would come to DC, it was like, how many, museums can we fit in one day? Like how many is too many like educational activities for us to like complete in a 24-hour time span. We would be exhausted exhausted by the end of the day, just like walking around, going to all the places we would go to. But we just, I mean, and Natalie in particular just loved, you know, museums and taking tours and hearing just these like wacky historical facts about the places we would go. And it was just this love of like soaking up everything that there was to everything that the world had to offer to her. And just like, you know, embracing it and being into it and sharing it with others. I had like a quick story about how we went to the Museum of the Confederacy, which for a couple girls who grew up in the North was a hilarious place to be. They truly believed that they were one battle away from winning the Civil War. Like, I think they had this attitude that the South will rise again. And Natalie and I are like, these people are great. Like, it's just too funny. And so the building that we were in was actually at one point the White House of the United States, like in the Capitol. And so it was so cool. You know, it had the servants' quarters and like the great ballroom. And oh, this is where like, you know, the slaves lived. And so there was just so much to learn and to see. And so Natalie and I were the total nerds that had to be right by the, you know, the tour guide. Like we were front row center. We sort of like followed him around and we were asking questions and we're just so into this tour. I mean, it was probably our favorite thing that we did. And at the end he pulled us or, you know, just said to us, you two were so fun. We got, you know, a lot of people take these tours and they're just like, yeah, whatever, like keep on moving. You guys were so into it, asking the best questions. We could just tell on your faces, like how enthused you were. And Natalie and I were like fist pumping. We're like, oh, we loved it. So I'm happy that you could tell that we also loved it. So, I mean, that was just what was great about Natalie. To be her friend was not just to like sit on the couch and chit chat, although we could do that for hours. It was just to go out, to experience things, to learn, and to try new things. And it was just really special because not everyone does that. And then, you know, one of the biggest takeaways from Natalie is tied in with her strong Catholic faith. And I also, you know, have, you know, that sort of ingrained in me going to Catholic school through high school and then continuing on with your faith through college. She had a service for others, which was just really inspiring. In any situation or whoever it was, always in the back of her mind was, how can I make their day better? How can I make them feel special? How can I just do a little something to make people know that, you know, they're special, I appreciate them, and I'm here to support you. And, you know, I always know Natalie was always baking cookies for people and doing surprises for them and, like, just leaving nice notes around for people. And it's not something that people take the time to do. It's everyone's really busy. Everyone, you know, has their own things going on and they have all their activities and their work is a lot of pressure. But Natalie had all that going on too. And she would take the time for others, in the most inspiring way. And so, in my job, I'm kind of in a place where I can also do nice things for others. And like nothing feels better than making people smile and making people's day and making them feel special. And so if it's just like bringing in treats for somebody on their birthday or like making like a random Friday afternoon special, I always think that that's something Natalie would do. And so I try and follow in her and learn the lessons that she taught and incorporate that into my life as well.
Eleanor, that is so beautiful. You know Natalie so well. I don't care if she was taking a cooking class. She wanted to be front and center. Anything you could learn in life, even if it was on the cap of a Snapple, she texted to me, Mom, did you know that from the Snapple? And she'd random facts, she'd go on different websites, and she loved to learn, and she was so amazingly competitive, but yet she dealt with hardship so well. If she had disappointments, and you were there all the time for her, Eleanor, you just shared so much with her, and I'm so proud of you. And when you tell me that you're out there in Culver City, California, working with the stars and showing them what's important, just those little things, and how can I make it special that's not going to cost anything. I'm just going to write you a little note. I'm going to get you a little something at Ralph's. That's the name of the food store out there. But Eleanor, thank you so much for being your best self. It is such a treat to see you.
Thanks for having me. I talk about Natalie to more people. They're like, who is this person? I was like, if only you knew her, if only you met her. So it's just so awesome to talk to people who knew her.
Oh, it was so great to have Eleanor with me. And as she was leaving, she said, oh, I remembered something else I'm doing. I'm doing something else to remember Natalie. I am liking things on Instagram and I'm putting myself out there and I'm liking things and I'm liking everyone's pictures because I know she would have done that. And isn't that the truth? And it made me realize, take a look at your Instagram account. Are you highlighting other people and beautiful places and things and miracles all around us? Or are we just highlighting ourselves? Let's remember the big, beautiful world we live in and all the fascinating things out there that we can learn. Thank you so much to all of Natalie's friends, to all of my friends, and to anyone who takes the time to listen. To Sincerely, Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely, Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, poodlewalker1, on Twitter, poodlewalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.